This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Dubuque, Iowa. Police arrive at a home to find a frantic child carrying an unconscious baby screaming for help. Emergency responders rush the baby to the hospital. The child suffers acute respiratory failure and is transferred to University of Iowa Hospital. Officers learned the baby fell into a bucket of bleach, head submerged an unknown amount of time. After a four-month investigation, police arrest parents Scott Markov, 30, Madeline Markov, 28, facing charges of neglect or abandonment of a dependent child, causing serious injury.
Nancy, both parents were distracted, leaving their three children, ages 6, 4, and 1, to their own devices in the squalid home. One of the older children discovered the toddler in the bucket and brought his lifeless body to his mother, who called 911. First responders found the home infested with mice and roaches, littered with dirty diapers, and unsafe substances like the bucket of bleach left accessible to the children. The incident occurred 4 months ago, but police have just concluded their investigation, resulting in charges for the Markovs.
Both parents released on $20,000 bail. Colorado cops really had to hop to it to catch this fugitive. Irwin, a red juvenile kangaroo, escapes his owner and is hopping through traffic downtown Durango. Cops question how best to capture the kangaroo, worried about his kicks being stronger than their usual runners. Body cam shows the moment an officer manages to scoop Irwin up, commenting he really needs to add cardio back into his daily workouts. Irwin safely returned to his owner with promises to double-check the enclosure. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A rare prosecution of retired Philadelphia detectives has ended with a split verdict. Three former officers stood trial for perjury in a wrongful conviction case that sent an innocent man to prison for 25 years. 80-year-old Martin Devlin was acquitted. 77-year-old Frank Yastrzemski was convicted on one count. 77-year-old Manuel Santiago was found guilty of two counts. The case stems from the 1991 rape and murder of 77-year-old Louise Talley. Anthony Wright was convicted but later exonerated by DNA evidence. At trial, prosecutors said detectives lied about his confession and key evidence. Philadelphia's District Attorney Larry Krasner charged them just before the statute of limitations expired. Defense attorneys called the verdicts inconsistent and planned to appeal. Sentencing is set for June. Former Tennessee head coach Jeremy Pruitt is suing the NCAA for $100 million, claiming he was unfairly penalized in a player benefit scandal. Here's Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Pruitt, who led the Volunteers from 2018 to 2021, was fired after an internal investigation uncovered what the university called serious NCAA violations. His lawsuit claims the NCAA and Tennessee conspired to make him a scapegoat for longstanding issues within the program, some of which he says predated his tenure. He alleges that after discovering ongoing payments to players shortly after his hiring, he reported them to then-athletic director Philip Fulmer, who assured him the matter would be handled. The NCAA's 2023 investigation found over 200 infractions under Pruitt's leadership, including 18 Level 1 violations, the most severe category. The violations primarily involved recruiting misconduct and direct payments to athletes and their families, totaling around $60,000. Tennessee was fined over $8 million, but avoided a postseason ban. Pruitt received a 6-year show cause penalty, severely limiting his future in college coaching. Since then, he has worked as a senior defensive assistant for the NFL's New York Giants and returned to high school coaching in 2023.
This lawsuit could have major implications for NCAA enforcement policies.
Thanks, John. Wendy Marie DeHoop, 44, missing after she drops her husband at work at Home Depot, Eugene, Oregon, April 22. She never arrives at her job at Georgia Pacific in Hulsey, 30 miles away. Her boss and husband both report her missing. 6 days later, a man finds her purse in Eugene, turns it in, wallet gone.
On May 2, the same man leads police to her white 1990 Toyota Corolla SR5 abandoned in South Eugene. Investigators find no sign of violence. Wendy, multiracial, Cherokee, black, Latina, and white, 5'6", 145 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, contact lenses. Last seen wearing black pinstripe pants, a suit jacket, and a silver ring. If you have info on Wendy Marie DeHoop, please call Lane County Sheriff's 541-682-4312. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. We do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.